This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast about how to be happier. This week, we'll reveal our 22 for 22 lists, and we will share a very useful hack about mailing packages securely. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm back in my little home office of New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, the sage, Elizabeth.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretchen, I am so excited because this week we are launching More Happier, our every other Saturday podcast.
Yes, please listen. We're having so much fun coming up with ideas for how to be more happier. And another idea for how to be more happier is I am doing a New Year SMS challenge. And if you'd like to join, text New Year, one word, to, okay, here's the number, 1-844-934-1913. You'll be asked to confirm. And then beginning January 9th, you'll get 7 days of tips for making and keeping resolutions. So if you're making New Year's resolutions and you'd like some practical tips, you can try this out. And of course, as always, all this will be in the show notes. So if you are not in a place where you can write down the number now, you can come back to it later.
Yes. Love your text challenges.
Excellent. Now, Elizabeth, this week is one of our most fun Try This at Homes, which is to make the yearly list, and this year it's 22 for 22, and we will reveal our list.
Yes, very exciting. 22 items. It's a lot.
It's a lot. So just to give everybody the encouragement they need to try this, research does show that people are more likely to follow through with a goal or an aim or a resolution when they put it in concrete terms and also when they review it. And it also helps us feel more in control of our lives. And that's something that also boosts happiness. So anything that helps us reflect and think about what would make us happier, healthier, more productive, more creative is useful. And you could use any prompt like a milestone birthday or a medical diagnosis or a job change or any kind of transition. But a traditional thing to do is to do it around January 1st. There does seem to be something very auspicious about the beginning of a new year. And so, listen, we've done this for years now, make these lists, and we find them really useful.
Yes, we don't always cross off all the items. In fact, I don't know if I've ever even crossed off three quarters of my items, but I love having them. I find them fun and aspirational, and it does keep some things at the front of mind that I need to keep at the front of mind.
Yeah, it's all about progress, not perfection.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Okay, Alyssa, so last week you revealed that your one-word theme for the year is step.
Yes.
Great word. So now take us through your 22 for 22 list. What is number one? And these are in no particular order.
No.
Though maybe some people put them in priority. What is your number one?
Okay, Gretchen, my number one is to get a season 3 of Fantasy Island. Okay, last year we got season 2 of Fantasy Island. This year we want to be renewed for season 3.
Okay, that's a good one. Number two.
So last season, I had planned to have a premiere party for season 1 of Fantasy Island in my backyard, and I had everything all figured out. And then the Delta variant hit, and yeah, we had to cancel. So I'm hoping this year in May, I can have a premiere party for season 2.
Right. What about number three?
Number three, get the shingles vaccine. It's 2 doses, so it's a bit of a pain, but I need to get it.
That was on my list a couple of years ago. Yeah. So yeah, I recommend that one. Next one.
4 is a family trip to San Francisco. San Francisco is the greatest place to do a weekend trip, and we have never been to Alcatraz, which I think Jack would absolutely love. So I want to get back to San Francisco.
I love San Francisco, but I've never been to Alcatraz. So that's a good, maybe like an additional one for me too. Okay, number 5.
Number 5 is celebrate Adam's milestone birthday. He has a big birthday. I do not want to let it just go by. I want to do something special. That's in July, so I have some time to plan.
Okay, that's good. And it lines up well with your season 2 of Fantasy Island. So
it does.
The whole family is very aware of like what the season is.
Because we'll be done shooting in July,
Yeah. Okay, the next one.
Number 6, get my treadmill desk serviced. Gretchen, you gave me the best gift ever. You gave me a treadmill desk, and I use it all the time, but so much so that it is now desperately in need of service. It's sort of duct taped together in places. I need a professional to come in and just make it like new again.
Well, I think that you get a gold star for kind of wearing out your treadmill desk. Yeah. So that, I mean, I think most treadmill desks go unused, and it's so it's good to know that you're like, you're really pushing yours to the limit.
Yes, at least I'm not using it for my like clothes hamper.
Yeah, some, which is the classic.
Some people do,
And then your next one?
7 is go to Disney World. Now, this is sort of dependent on how everything goes with the pandemic, obviously. We have Disneyland in California, but we've never taken Jack to Disney World. And I'm thinking maybe I could combine that with a trip to Puerto Rico, where we shoot Fantasy Island. So it seems to make sense this year.
Right. And then what are we on? 8.
8 is a carryover from last year, which is to finish our will. So we've started our will, but we need to finish it and just dot the I's and cross the T's and get that done.
Well, I want to give you a big gold star to you and Adam, because this has been a carryover for a couple of years.
Yes.
And this is the first time where you've got it underway. And is this one of these things that now that it's underway, there's sort of a process that will help you keep carrying forward?
Yes. Although I do believe the ball is currently in our court to answer an email. So we must do that.
That's important to know.
Yes.
Okay, number 9 is podcast related.
That's right. I need to get a new arm for my mic. Somehow I've managed to break the arm that comes down and can put the mic right by your mouth. And so every week I'm fussing with my mic. So I need to get a new one.
I think it's good when the list has a couple things that are like literally you just order it.
Yes, exactly. It gives you a feeling of victory.
Yeah, it's a good morale booster. Yeah, Sometimes also include something you've already done. Start off your to-do list with a ta-da.
I know you like to do that.
I do. I like to start from the top of a hill. How about number 10?
10, get a colonoscopy. Not fun, but it's something I need to do. And I do know one of the satellite sisters who we love so much got a routine colonoscopy, and it revealed she had, I believe, stage 1 colon cancer. So,
oh my gosh.
And then it was an easy treatment relative to most cancer treatment. So it's worthwhile.
Right. Wow. Okay. That's an important one. Okay, now we're almost halfway. Number 11.
11, go to the Electric Lake in Puerto Rico. So I'll be taking a bunch of trips to Puerto Rico for shooting. I've heard about a lake there where sort of everything glows. I think the fish glow. I'm not sure what glows.
It's like a phosphorescence type thing.
Yes, you go there and you get in a canoe and you canoe around, and apparently it's absolutely magical.
Oh, Eliza did this.
Oh,
yes.
Did she?
Yes, she went on a trip to Puerto Rico during college and they did this. I didn't know it was called the Electric Lake, but it's got to be the same thing. But she says it's just absolutely astonishing.
Yes, so I want to do that because I'll be there.
When I remember when you were there before, I think you gave yourself a demerit for like not exploring enough.
Yes. So I want to do more exploring.
Okay. Number 12.
12, organize. This is a fun one, Gretchen.
Oh, good. We need some fun. It can't all be colonoscopy and shingles vaccines.
Exactly. Okay. Number 12 is organize a mom's trip to see a comedian at Morongo. Whenever I drive to Palm Springs, I see these big billboards for this casino resort, Morongo, where big comedians will be performing. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to go for a night, spend the night at the casino resort, go see a comedian? It's not as far as Palm Springs. It's a little bit easier of a trip, and it would just be a fun time. And so I'm putting that on myself to organize, but I've been checking so far. I haven't seen a comedian I'm dying to go see, but I am keeping tabs on the Morongo schedule.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Now that I've been watching Hacks, I've been very tuned into the world of comedians on tour. So
is Hacks not the best? I love Hacks.
Season 2. When is it coming? That's something that will make us happier. Number 13.
13 is a carryover from last year, and that is Walk to Malibu. My friend Allison and I have a plan to hike to Malibu, and she has figured out the route on her bike. You can go on fire roads, and it should be a really beautiful hike. It's just a matter of picking a Saturday and just going for it.
Right, and I guess the weather, too, is an issue. You want it to be not
cool,
you know,
enough. Yes, not something we wanted to do in the summer.
Right. How about number 14?
Okay, 14 is a big one, and it's going to take some doing and involve Adam, and that is get new outdoor furniture.
Well, I know you lost something to Nacho because I was there when that happened.
Yes, that's true. Yes. Nacho did ruin one piece of furniture. And, you know, when we originally got our outdoor furniture, we weren't sure how much we were going to use it, and we didn't want to invest a lot. But I think now we see that we use it all the time, and it could be more comfortable. Right. So that's a big undertaking.
I mean, and now you're even having writer's rooms there. So you're using it for leisure, but you're also, it's basically a workplace for you now.
That is true. It's my office as well as my backyard.
Yeah. Next one.
Okay. 15, Gretchen. Now this is going to blow your mind.
Okay. I'm prepared.
I want to get another dog.
What?
I know, it's crazy, but you know what? I never thought I would love having a dog as much as we do.
Yeah.
And what we've learned is that Nacho is just so happy when he can play with another dog, and it really like gets out all of his energy, and he just loves it.
Yeah, Barnaby is really social too. I didn't realize that with our dog Paddywhack growing up, that like some dogs are really social and love to play with other dogs, and some dogs aren't that interested in other dogs. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah.
Yes. And now that I see how wonderful it is to have a dog, I think it would be fun to have another. So that is under discussion in our house.
Okay. What I want to ask listeners, if you've gone from one to two dogs, is it no big deal? Is it, oh my gosh, step back, this is a big undertaking? What is that like? Because we never had more than one dog. We just had Paddywhack growing up.
Yes.
And I imagine that people who have, well, and Sarah has, of course, has many dogs.
Yes. Not two right now, but she's two right had, now. Yes.
But she's so dog crazy. I don't think you can go by her.
Yes, that's true. I mean,
nothing is too much for her.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. So listeners, let us know.
Yeah. Let me know if I'm being wise, if I'm being sage-like here and getting another dog or the opposite.
Because like, how long have you had a dog now?
True. Only like 2 months. So,
But I appreciate the spirit of stepping forward into the future.
Choose the bigger life.
Yes. Okay, number 16.
16, go to the Capri Room at Buca di Beppo in Encino. Gretchen, this is a room designed by Dorit, one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Oh. And I want to go there with fellow housewives lovers and experience it. And it happens to be right in my neighborhood.
Well, you know, and more happier, one of the segments we're definitely doing is happiness lessons from The Real Housewives, yes. which you've been advocating for years. Yes. So maybe we can report on the Capri Room.
Yes, yes.
Or maybe when I come visit, we'll go together.
Oh, I will take you there. Yes.
Yes, that would be good. And we can like live record ourselves there.
That would be so fun.
Okay, number 17.
17 is a carryover for a couple of years now, and that is go to the Integratron, which is sort of the most famous sound bath in the country. It's in Joshua Tree, and it's a sound bath that's supposed to be absolutely wonderful, and I still want to go there, have not gone, so that is a must. I must go there.
Well, you love a sound bath, that will definitely make you happier. It was like, there was a lot of COVID interference because they were like closing down and then it was hard to get a ticket. Like you sort of tried to do that and it just ended up being kind of impractical.
Yes. Hopefully this year will be better.
Number 18.
18. I want to host a mom's party in my backyard. I love our backyard, as we have talked about many times. Adam has done a huge amount of work on it and it's
gorgeous.
Really a lovely place to be. And it lends itself to parties. And so one thing I want to do is host a mom's party, because I have been hosted by so many wonderful mothers and I owe a big payback. So I want to do that.
Maybe you can celebrate your new outdoor furniture by having a party.
There you go.
A little accountability. Like, oh, we have to get the furniture because we got all these people coming over. Number 19.
19, I want to read 22 novels. I have realized that reading novels makes me happier. I listen to a lot of nonfiction, but I want to read novels. I think it really adds to my creativity and also is a great way to reset my brain from all the creative work I do. So that's on my list.
I like the way you tied it into the 22.
Yes, I learned that from our listeners.
We had Read 21 and 21, which was about the minutes, and here you're setting kind of a different kind of aim, different kind of metric.
Yes.
It's fun. Number 20. Okay, we're coming towards the end. What's number 20?
20, this is a good one to go with my step theme for the year, and that is to walk Nacho 5 times a week. Of course, like all dogs, he loves taking walks. Going on walks with him is a new activity, and it's one I want to make sure I do a lot of for many reasons.
Number 21.
Okay, Gretch, this is a high bar. Do Christmas cards next year. Our family has never sent cards out for any occasion, and I love getting them from other people. And I really, especially I admit now that we have a dog, want to get the family Christmas card out.
Okay, can I give you a word of warning about Christmas cards? Because knowing you as I do, the thing about Christmas cards is you need addresses. And you can have many people in your life who you're very close to, and you just like literally don't have their address, or you don't have it in a way that is like easy to use as a Christmas card list.
Right.
And unfortunately, I wish I'd known that you had this aim, because one of the best ways to get addresses is on other people's Christmas cards.
Ah, yes. And of course, I have gotten rid of all the envelopes Christmas cards came in.
Yeah. So you would need to do like a big email to like, please send us your, you know, and like start pulling them together. And so it is a little bit of a, especially the first year you do it, it is a multi-step process, because you sort of think that, oh, the big problem is going to be like getting everybody to cooperate with the photo.
Right.
And now it's a really handy thing to have. So it's a great thing to put the work into and then to maintain. But it is a little, it's a chore to put it together that first time.
All right. Well, it's on my list. It's on the list.
Yeah. Not to be naysayer, just to be like, just to warn you.
Yes. It's not something to start like November 15th.
Yes. Because you think, oh, well, I'll just get it together, you know, like at 11 p.m. one night, I'll get a cool card. And it's like, ooh, but now you have to address it to everybody.
Yeah.
Like my address. You don't know my address by heart.
No,
like,
I do know your address.
Oh, yes. I guess I know your address.
Yours is one of the very few that I do know.
I do have a good address, too. My address is very symmetrical.
I know yours, and I know mom and dad's.
Yeah. And I know yours. Yours is hard to remember.
Mine is very hard, even for me to remember.
Yeah. Final one, number 22. What is the big last one?
Yes, 22. And this sort of goes with 21. I want to get professional family photos taken with Nacho. We have not had professional photos taken since Jack was a baby. We have so many photos. I mean, so many, but it is not the same, I am aware, as having professional photos. And I really feel like that's a major demerit for me. Jack is 12 now. It is time for new professional photos.
No, it's easy with all these snapshots that we have to feel like you have like almost too many photographs, yeah. But it's not the same thing as something that's like really set up and is on archival paper and that you frame. And
yes. So I must do that.
That is a great list, Elizabeth. And I will observe that you're... Many items reflect last year's theme of butterfly because you have a lot of social things and you love social things. They make you happier. So that's great.
Yes.
And then a lot of them incorporate this idea of step, like the treadmill, the walk to Malibu.
Yes. Walking Nacho.
Walking Nacho.
Yes.
And then there's important steps like life steps, like the vaccine for shingles and the colonoscopy and the will. That's just like one of your mantras is step into the future.
Yes.
So well done.
Yes. Hopefully Excellent. I'll be it's stepping into the future of season 3 of Fantasy Island. Number one desire.
Okay. It's number one and it is number one. Okay.
Coming up, Gretchen reveals her 22 for 2022 list. But first this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Gretchen, when I started my career, therapy really helped me work through all of my stresses so that I was able to concentrate at work and do a good job.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/GretchenRubin.
Okay, Gretchen, we're back with your 22 items for 2022. And your word this year is salt, which is a very different word for you.
Yes, I'm inspired by you, Elizabeth, and how you often have these evocative, sort of working on many levels, metaphoric ones. So I picked salt because I want to bring more flavor into my life. I want to make sure that I have time for everything that makes life rich and vivid and step everything up. And my number one thing on my list is very much in keeping with that, which is I've been doing all these sensory adventures by myself and with my family and with my friends. And they're just super fun. Like, it's a great organizing principle.
Ah.
Like, a friend of mine and I went to a sound bath because I know you love sound baths. So I'm like, let's go to a sound bath, which it would not have occurred to me, except I'm like, I'm making sensory adventures. And I do this partly from my book, of course, because it's research, but it's also just super fun.
Yeah.
And listeners suggest so many great things. Like somebody's like, did you know that there's a Harry Potter virtual reality in New York City?
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to sign up for that right away. I have a friend who loves Harry Potter. So I'm going to try to like organize an outing. So I want more sensory adventures.
So sensory adventures, what is your number two item?
Okay, clean up my office.
Ah, classic.
I know that for me, outer order contributes to inner calm and everything's put away. It's not that it's out of order, but it's just too much visual noise.
Mm.
Last time I did a big cleaning, I had Eleanor come in and Eleanor is ruthless. So I think I need to get her to come into my office and really discipline me to be like, if you want to read this newspaper article, read it right now and get rid of it. Don't just leave it in your overflowing inbox. So I'm very excited about that.
Okay. And number three,
I want to encourage Eleanor to clean up her room because she's an abundance lover, but it's getting a little bit out of control. And I think she would be happier if she did a little bit of cleaning.
Okay. She can help you. You can help her.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And your fourth item, Gretch.
I need a bigger backpack for traveling. I borrowed one of Eleanor's backpacks recently, and I realized it's so great when you're traveling to have more room for your, like the shawl that I take onto the airplane and my extra book. I don't want it when I'm walking around town because I don't want to be weighed down, but it was just so much more convenient to have a lot of room when I was traveling. So I want to get a big backpack.
It's funny because your backpack you usually use when you're traveling is always like stuffed to the gills.
We'll
like
see that.
Bulging
why.
Out. Yes.
Exactly.
How about number five?
Number five is to catch up on photo albums. I like to periodically take digital photos and turn them into physical photo albums. And that's always kind of a big job. So I want to get that done and get caught up.
You're so good about that. I admire you.
Well, I have let it go a long time, so it's going to be a big job, but I want to make sure that I don't let it get much bigger.
Okay, Gretch, number six.
I want to create more products. I have had so much fun creating my Know Yourself Better journal and the Don't Break the Chain tracker and the Memento journal and the tackle box. And you can go to gretchenrubin.com/shop and you can see them all. But I'm very excited to create more. I work with a brilliant team and it's super fun. And, you know, Elizabeth, I'm all about having lots of tools because different people need different tools. And so it's really fun to think about what kinds of tools would be happiness boosters for different people.
And Gretch, you know that I am very discerning about my mugs and you have a wonderful mug. It's just very pleasing to hold.
Yes, that it met with your approval because you are a connoisseur.
I am. Okay, number seven.
My high school friends, there's a group of us that get together every 2 years. This year, we're going to do it in 2022. We're going to do it in New York City. And so I want to have everybody over.
That's nice. That'll be fun. Okay, Gretchen, number eight.
I want to take a trip with Eleanor. Between junior and senior year, I did a mother-daughter trip with Eliza. And that was super fun and like very, very memorable and meaningful. And Eleanor and I are starting to plan what we want to do on our trip. And I'm really looking forward to that. But we need to like start nailing down place, dates, all that stuff to give ourselves time to plan.
That is so fun. I remember mom and I took some trips to New York, just the two of us, when I was in middle school and high school. And those are some of my greatest memories with mom.
Yeah, it's a great way to connect with someone.
Okay, number nine.
Okay, this is big. I want to delegate 22 things.
Okay, so this is your nod to 22.
This is my nod to 22. 1 year I had my one word theme to be delegate because I'm not good at delegating. I think that's something that some people struggle with. And some people are all, I worked for somebody who was all too good at delegating. So I know what it's like to be on the other side. But there's a lot of things I do because I'm like, oh, it's just easier to do it myself. And it's like, no, it would really be easier for someone who is the more logical person to do that. So I think it's going to be hard to get to 22. So that's like a stretch goal, but I'm going to aim for that.
Okay. I'm curious to hear what those things are that you delegate. You'll have to keep me up to date.
Okay.
Okay. Number 10.
So I've had for the past couple of years, I had the Summer of Proust and then I had the Summer of Virginia Woolf. And this year, I'm going to have a summer of rereading because there's a lot of big, ambitious books that blew my mind that I love that I want to reread, but somehow I never get around to it because I'm always like, oh, I'll read this thing I haven't read. And so, like, Crowds in Power by Elias Canetti, or the Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin, or Story of a Soul by Saint Therese, like, which I've read like 17 times, but I want to read it again. So I'm really looking forward to the summer of rereading.
Oh, yeah, you'll love that.
I will.
Okay, halfway there, number 11.
Well, Chuck will be happy to hear that I want to do what I can to have better sound in my office.
Ah.
It is time to see if there's some things that I can do. My office is super small, and so it offers certain challenges, one of them being that they're building a building right behind my building. And so there's a lot of just like, okay.
Jackhammering.
Yeah, well, it's an elevator that's and then all the sirens, which I don't even hear, but Chuck hears them. So we'll see if there's things that I can do without completely encasing myself in foam or something, which is not practical. So we'll see.
Yeah. You know, on Happier in Hollywood, Sarah and I have a new segment called Happier in Hollywood Work From Home.
Oh, yes.
And I think getting that we are all working from home more and probably always will from now on, it's like improving your home workspace, I think, is a big thing.
But it's tricky because I need to be visually appealing in the same place where my audio is good. And often those things work in opposite directions.
Very true.
So we shall see.
Okay, number 12.
Number 12. So every year, my mother and father-in-law, they have a beautiful tradition, which is they give Eliza and Eleanor a drawing, a framed drawing for their birthday. And this is wonderful because, like, Eliza at this point has this amazing collection of drawings. So someday when she's decorating her first apartment or house, she'll have, like, all these drawings. But in the meantime, we should hang them up. But I haven't done that in, like, 3 years. So we have all these drawings just, like, lying around. And so I need to have somebody come in and hang them so we can enjoy them. And that they're safe off they're not just leaning against the wall someplace. I need to do that.
Okay. Number 13.
Okay. So I was thinking about the Vital Nine, you know, in the Happier app, there's the Vital Nine, which is all the categories that you can put your things into. And I was thinking about engagement and relationships. And one way for that is social media. And I realized that I would like to post more on social media. And one reason I don't is because I haven't put makeup on that day. And I just feel better if I'm taking a picture of myself putting on makeup. Not everybody has to do it. Maybe I don't need to do it. If I'm wearing a mask, maybe it doesn't matter. But often I just would feel better. And so, Elizabeth, here it comes. Mm. I'm going to challenge myself to wear makeup every day in 2022.
Every day of 2022.
Every day.
Wow.
Every day.
Wow.
That's which, of course, takes like 2 minutes a day because I do absolutely the minimum. This is not some elaborate Real Housewives type situation. So it's not that big a deal, but it feels big. And I know you feel the same way.
Yes. One, I love that you're invoking the Real Housewives. Two, this reminds me of our month of wearing clothes.
Yes.
And that was a challenge. So a whole year of wearing makeup. That's impressive.
I'm not. I will be wearing makeup and yoga pants, almost certainly. But yes, so that's something.
Okay, number 14.
So take a nap. So we did a try this at home a while back that I was going to try to take a nap because there's so much research that supports why napping is so good for you. And of course, this year, our yearly challenge is to rest, you know, hashtag rest 22 and 22. So one of the ways I want to rest is on the days when my schedule permits it, which is not every day, but it's a lot of days, I want to take a 22-minute nap, which is turns out just coincidentally to be about exactly the right amount of time for me. I take a nap and wake up naturally in 22 minutes, just coincidence. So I want to keep that up. That was a try this at home, but now I'm putting it on the list as well.
Okay, number 15.
I mean, this is a carryover because I made the total rookie mistake in 2021. So I want to do review, which is when I have a lot of books that I need to look at to see, like, do I need to read this book? Is there just like one little part of this book that's relevant to me? I need to just look at it, but in a very intellectually engaged way. It's like an intense, it's not like just flipping through an art book. It's very, or at least the way flipping through an art book would be for me. It's a very intense kind of scrutiny, but somehow I made the mistake of being like, oh, I should just do it. No, I need to like put it on the calendar. I need to say for a half an hour a day, just like I schedule my nap, which I know exactly when I usually take my nap, I need to have time for review and I need to just put it on the calendar every day. And that's what will help me. The strategy of scheduling is one that tends to work really well for upholders. And I'm definitely like that. If it's on the schedule, it's almost certainly going to get done. And so I'm carrying that over, but with a more realistic approach this year than just a vague hand
putting it on the list.
Yeah. I mean, that was like nonsense. There was no way I was going to do that. And I didn't.
Okay, number 16 is another carryover.
It's have a scent party. I love perfume. I love beautiful scents. I have all kinds of samplers. I have my 17 favorite perfumes. I do know a few people who love perfume the way I do. And I think it'd be so fun to just tell everybody, grab your favorite perfumes and let's come over and compare and contrast.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's you have to pace yourself because that can become overwhelming fast, but it can. I think it could be really fun.
Okay, Gretch, number 17.
So I mentioned this before and I've gotten a lot of great suggestions from listeners, which is that I would like to take a watercolor class. And I haven't decided, like, do I want to do it on Zoom? Do I want to take a webinar type class? Do I want to take it in person? Because that would give it a different vibe. I'm still thinking about it. I think it might be something that I will try in the summer. It feels like a summertime thing for me. Eliza and Eleanor both have said maybe they would be interested in doing it, but I'm excited. I think I would really enjoy that.
All right, Gretch, number 18.
I want to be more systematic about connecting with friends and colleagues. This is a carryover from last year too. Like I want to like make a list and make sure that I don't just see the same people over and over, but that I really reach out to people. I also love to talk shop. So I want to reach out to people who sort of do similar things and talk shop and connect with friends but do that in a more systematic way.
That's fun.
Yes, it will be a lot of fun.
How about 19?
19 is, again, this is a carryover to review my giant happiness document. This is actually really fascinating and fun, but it's so dense because it's like everything that I find most interesting in the world. And so it's like, it takes a lot out of me to read through it, but there's so much there that I want to mine. So I'm going to do that. I need to set aside like a Saturday and do that, I think.
Yes, that's a big job. Okay, number 20.
Well, I want to keep going to the Met. Eliza asked me the other day, she's like, how long are you going to keep going to the Met every day? And I'm like, probably like forever. As far as I can tell, I love going to the Met and I like going every day. It's totally different to do something every day. I feel like and it's a form of rest. It's a kind of active rest for me. It rests my mind. I look forward to it. So I'm going to keep that going.
What I find interesting is how often you'll report something from the Met. Like you'll send a photo of the flowers or you'll say, oh, look at this new thing at the Met. Or it's sort of, I'm vicariously going to the Met with you often.
Oh, good. Yeah, it changes much more than you think. I thought the Met was much more permanent. Mm-hmm. It changes a lot more than you think. When you go every day, you really notice.
It's like this living organism.
It is much more than I thought.
Okay, number 21, getting to the end here.
Okay, this is one, I'm not sure about this one. There are people in my life, and Elizabeth, I include you, who I would like to have permission to badger. So this is my happiness bully coming out. So our mother has this amazing collection of holiday decorations and she has a book where she's taken pictures of them and she started writing captions of like who made it, where did she get it, when, so we know what they are, like, oh, this is an Irma Star platter or whatever, because I think that's, she remembers that just like off the top of her head, but you and I do not remember that.
Oh, we have no clue.
Yeah, Gladys Bolt is like the only one that I remember because that's our whole life. So I want to like push her to do that because she keeps saying like, oh yeah, I need to sit down and do that. And I think I need to like persistently do it.
Yes.
Eleanor needs to get her driver's license. Maybe we'll do that this summer because junior year, I think she's a little stressed out about the whole ACT and everything. So maybe that's a summer project, but I gave myself a demerit. I want to be on her to get that done. And Elizabeth, for several times you have mentioned that you would like to tackle night snacking and kind of have an end point to your eating for the day.
Yes, yes.
But I feel that this is a desire lobbed into the air and not something that you're actually working on. And so if you would like to work on it, I would like to tackle that with you, but I have to have your permission, of course.
Oh my gosh. Can I think about it?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes. This is, everybody has to opt in.
I'm not ready for the happiness because I know when you say you'll do it, you will do it. So
I can be very persistent.
Yes, you can.
If I think there's a way for you to be happier, I can come in there pretty hard. So
yes, it's one of your great qualities, but it can be a lot.
Yes, I feel like the ambiguity of that statement. It is a great quality.
Yes.
It is a striking quality.
Yes. Okay, Gretch, finally, number 22.
Add one more item. That's what I did last year. Give myself a little flexibility to add something later. So I just gave myself a blank line.
Okay. I think a lot of listeners do that, and that's a great idea.
Yes.
Gretchen, I love our lists, and in upcoming weeks, we'll make some observations about lists and maybe, you know, share some items from other listeners, and we'll keep talking about them because they really are one of our favorite things of the year.
Absolutely. So let us know if you do try this at home and how making a 22 for 22 list works for you. We love to hear and see what other people are doing. So if you are so inclined, please post your list to hashtag 22 for 22 so we can get ideas. Or if you would like to get a sheet where you can neatly write your 22 for 22 list, you can download the free PDF at happiercast.com/2022 list.
Coming up, we have a happiness hack that we learned when mailing packages from Kansas City. But first, this break.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Each story from our guests and listeners is totally unique and utterly personal. We love hearing about your first impressions when visiting someplace new.
My first trip to the Patagonia region was on the Argentine side. I couldn't believe the expansive territory. It's like being in Tibet. The emptiness and the harshness really, I found transformative.
Or a story told when safely back on dry land.
You know, things happened every single day. I ran out of gas on a jet ski in the middle of the ocean. And I was like, what if a sea creature comes to eat me? But then I'm delusional. I was like, I'll make friends with it and it won't eat me. And maybe I'll ride that back to shore.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Join me, Lale Arakoglu, every week for more adventures on Women Who Travel, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flow Knit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Gretchen.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier.
Okay, Elizabeth, it is time for Happiness Hack. And as you said, we were mailing home packages when we were in Kansas City, and we had an extremely helpful clerk who we were asking about how to mail packages securely, and she gave us an excellent tip.
She said, for the most protection, you simply apply tape across all of the box's open seams. That will make an H shape across the top and bottom of your box, hence the name H tape method. And she said, don't keep putting on the tape because it will get your box caught up on the conveyor belt.
Yes.
So less is more, it turns out, which shocked us.
If you just put it in this H, yes, which was exactly not how we were doing it
at all. Yes, exactly. So thank you for that great tip. Finally, Gretchen, it is time for demerits and gold stars, and you are up this week with a happiness demerit.
Well, this is a classic demerit. I'm sure it's a repeat demerit. It's that I let myself slip into the habit of skipping difficult emails where I like needed to review something and get back to somebody, and I just would skip ahead to the ones that were easy and then let the other ones sit there. And I know perfectly well, it's like, just get them done. It's the whole thing about the stewing is worse than the doing. Now I'm giving myself this demerit to remind myself, tackle the hard ones first, or at least same day. Don't let them stack up.
All right. That's good for all of us to remember.
And how about you, Elizabeth? What's your gold star?
Okay, Gretchen, I am giving my gold star to those wonderful people out there who organize group gifts.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Group gifts are an ongoing thing in life. And somebody has to step up and do the organizing, get the item, write a card, collect the money. I mean, it's a hassle. And there are just those people who always seem to step up, and I'm sure it's annoying to them that others don't step up more often, but you know who you are. There's definitely a few of them in my life, and I want them to know it is appreciated. It is noticed. It is just the best thing. I should have put on my list, step up to organize group gifts more often, because it's really not fair. But in the meantime, I want to give a big gold star to those who do it.
Yeah, they heard the cats. And we should say too, like, if you are not the one organizing it, cooperate.
Yes.
Send your money in right away. Answer the emails right away. Like, don't
and
make it
harder. And say yes. Don't suggest 10 different gifts that could send somebody across town.
Yes.
Like, keep it simple. It's the thought that counts.
Exactly. Now, the resources for this week. Again, if you are interested in the New Year SMS Challenge, to join, you text New Year, one word, to 1-844-934-1913 to get 7 days of tips for making more effective resolutions. Of course, this will be in the show notes. And also, if you're working on your habits in the new year, check out my book, Better Than Before, where I describe the 21 strategies that we can use to make or break our habits. You can read all about it if you go to gretchenrubin.com/books and scroll down to Better Than Before. And there's tons of resources there if you want all kinds of checklists and guides and things like that as you're working on your habits. Elizabeth, what are you reading?
I am still listening to Life by Keith Richards.
And I am rereading Piranesi by Susanna Clarke because my book group picked it and I read it a while ago, so I want to reread it and I love it so much. I'm really excited to have an excuse to reread it. I do love to reread, as my 22 for 22 list reveals. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Write your 22 for 2022 list. Let us know if you tried it and what you're doing with your list. We can't get enough.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, please follow us, rate, and review us, and tell your friends.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
Gretch, I am so sorry about my voice. It's this cold, which is not COVID. I've been tested multiple times, but I do have a bad cold that I'm still getting over.
It's making your voice raspy.
Yes.
From the Onward Project.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.